The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 on Friday?
I've been making it a point, but no, I did not listen to Friday.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Well, let's see if it makes a difference. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the official language of France?
French?
Yes. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Chargers?
No.
Vikings.
No.
Cubs. Forget it. Pass.
Deliciousness for all is the slogan for what brand of chip?
Say that one more time.
Deliciousness for all is the slogan for what brand of chip?
Pass.
Since 2016, the reality show Survivor has been taking place in what country?
Oh my God. Pass.
What was the full first name of Corey Matthews on the show Boy Meets World?
Pass.
What technology company produces the Surface tablet?
Microsoft.
Correct. Which U.S. state has the most islands?
Hawaii.
No.
California.
No.
Alaska.
Correct. What type of animal is a dolphin closely related to?
I got nothing.
Oh, Matt. No, not a seal. You
that's
got
terrible.
3 correct.
Hey, that's how many Steve got in the first game of Beat Migs today.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There he is.
Can I also just point out that Taryn looked mortified by these questions?
Well,
Taryn's, you were asking the questions the entire time, and I've never seen Taryn look more scared.
I was a little scared.
Because Taryn knew Matt really should have been listening to the cheat sheet.
There were some helpful things in there.
There sure were. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What is the official language of France?
French.
Oh, oui, oui. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Oh, they lost yesterday.
Did they?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There we go.
Yes, they did.
Deliciousness for all is the slogan for what brand of chip?
Pringles?
No.
Lay's?
No.
Ruffles?
No. Since 2016, the reality show Survivor has been taking place in what country?
I don't know. Mexico?
No.
Kazakhstan?
No.
I don't know. New Zealand?
No. What was the full first name of Corey Matthews on the show Boy Meets World?
Cornelius?
Yes! Mm. What technology company produces the Surface tablet?
Microsoft.
Yes. Which U.S. state has the most islands?
Hawaii?
No.
Alaska?
Correct. Nice. What type of animal is a dolphin closely related to?
Humans.
No.
A whale.
Wow, yes. Who was the president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
Be more specific.
I don't want to be. Theodore.
No.
Damn it, Franklin.
You should have gone with Franklin. You were close there.
I gotta stop second guessing myself.
Well, Steve, it doesn't matter because you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-3. Sorry,
nice
Matt.
Done, Steve.
Thank you, my friend.
If Matt was listening to the cheat sheet, he could have tied. Because he got all the cheat sheet ones wrong. Deliciousness for all is the slogan for what brand of chip?
idea.
Sun chips.
Sun chips. And yeah. I love them.
I love Sun chips, too.
So good.
I don't really get the slogan. Plus, I don't really think they use it. But
honestly remember the last time I saw a Sun chips commercial.
Yeah, that's true. Me either. Since 2016, the wonderful, amazing reality show Survivor has been taking place in what country, Taryn?
Fiji.
Yes. And you,
was that a men's room?
That was a cheat sheet.
Okay, I was like, you said that with way too much confidence.
Sun chips, Fiji, and then I'm so happy you got Cornelius.
Cornelius.
We're all on the cheat sheet. Well, congrats on beating Matt.
As the world continues to witness the devastation of the Southern California wildfires, we have a list of resources so you can help assist some of those who really need the support right now, Rockaholics. So if you want to head over to KISW.com, you can check out all the different ways that you can help out, and we certainly appreciate that. Rolling Stone magazine maybe went a little too far with the amount of disrespect they have for rock music.
This honestly blew my mind. And I went through all these bands that they decided to put on this list. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
So how did Rolling Stone magazine do us dirty? We're going to tell you after Green Day.
The Daily Migs Show.
According to Rolling Stone, Beyonce's Lemonade is the greatest album of the 21st century so far.
I should have stopped reading this list right there, and maybe I would have just left angry. But the more I read the list, the more furious I got.
They broke down the 250 greatest albums of the 21st century so far, and looking at the top 25, we decided to grab the rock records that made the cut. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, coming in at number two.
And I saw a lot of people like, this should be number one. This should be, because there's some Radiohead fans out there that just are obsessed over this Kid A record. And this is like the start of the decline of Radiohead, if you ask me. I cannot stand this record.
What's your favorite of the Radiohead records then?
Anything that's not made, anything that was made before Kid A.
Got it.
I mean, OK Computer, The Bends.
I love The Bends.
The Bends is probably my favorite. And then even their first record.
Pablo Honey. Oh, yeah.
After that. I mean, I know, and people love this. Like, they love it. They go crazy over it. I just think it's just him whining over some weird sounds, man. This is probably, like, the most, like, upbeat song on this record. Nice job finding it, Danny.
Yeah, number two.
I had no clue what song to grab from this. I was looking at Sarah, and I was like, can you help me? She's like, no idea what. So I went with that one because I had the most views.
Had the most views, yeah, yeah. And there are people who genuinely love that record, and I can understand that the passion for it. And some people feel like that should be the number one record of the 21st century.
Okay.
I disagree, but.
Rolling Stone's list of the 250 greatest albums of the 21st century so far coming in at number 10.
Surprised that this is in the top 10, but I'm okay with it because I love the Strokes. Not a Strokes fan? Really?
Doesn't really scratch the itch for me.
I just remember seeing these guys at the Crocodile. They opened up for the band called The Doves, and it was like they were starting to build this hype as being like this new it band from New York. Everyone was talking about them as like being like the future big thing, and my mind was blown seeing them live. They were just like just gritty, raw rock band, but apparently not your cup of tea.
Not my cup of tea.
I don't know if I'd put them even in the top 100, though, of the records that have come out in the 21st century, but I'm not going to argue with that one because so far pickings have been pretty slim.
Yeah, going through the top 25 of the total 250 greatest albums of the 21st century, according to Rolling Stone, this is number 14.
Can we agree that this is a good record?
It's a great record.
Okay, good.
The White Stripes' Elephant.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it in the top 25.
Oh.
For rock.
Now, granted, they did 250 records, and I quickly went through it because I was curious. And obviously, I probably missed a couple here and there. But if you're listening to this and you're like, what about blah, blah, blah? Chances are it's not even on there. Couldn't find like a Tool record on there, which I was surprised by. Linkin Park as well. Audio Slave. Like, you would think somebody's a Pearl Jam. I know you guys are going to be mad. But, you know.
But that's kind of embarrassing.
It was so bad that I actually Googled what do we mean when we're talking about the 21st century? Even though I knew that was the 2000s, I was like, maybe I'm confused. Maybe this is a whole different, like, maybe I don't have this figured out.
I did see that they got Mastodon on there somewhere. They got Queens of the Stone Age in there somewhere. But all in all, like, rock really got snubbed.
So, like then The Killer's Hot Fuss, which I thought that's a great record. I mean, I know some people don't like it, but I think that makes sense to be in the top 50. Green Day finally did crack it. I was a little upset they weren't number 69, but they were number 68.
Oh, okay.
For American Idiot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, what else came out like in the 2000s? And
okay. Yeah, you know, sorry. I mean? I'm getting confused. You know what? I would have to Google what the 21st century was, too.
White Stripes had another record at number 75 with White Blood Cells, which is another good one. Deftones did make the list with White Pony, which they should, but yeah. They were number 107.
Wow.
And My Chemical Romance for all the emo night kids out there.
Yeah.
Number 113 with the Black Parade, which I don't argue at. I do believe that record should be in the top 250.
You know what, Rolling Stone? I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
It was fun to go straight to the comments on this one. Like, I was reading some of the comments, and people were just... One person says, I've hated all of your lists, but I've never been more mad at you for this one.
Ouch.
Another person says, do you even listen to these records, or do you just pick them randomly? Another person says, this is just awful. You've had some bad lists in the past, but this is just effed. Whoever came up with this list needs to be fired.
Do you want to... I know we already said what it was, but do you want to hear the greatest album of all time, Beyonce?
Yeah.
I mean, I might listen to this over Kid A, but that's not saying much.
Look, she was twerking when I was playing the song at 4:15 this morning.
Number one, baby.
One person did bring up a good point, and I don't disagree. It's clear that this is just clickbait. We are the suckers as well. Mm-hmm. Here we are arguing about it. Someone's now going to go to their Instagram or to their website and be like, well, I need to see what this list is that makes me so mad. And for that... kudos to you. You accomplished your goal. You pissed off pretty much every music fan out there.
I mean, do you think there's ever been a list released that didn't stir up drama? I feel like that's just going to happen. No one's ever going to be completely satisfied with an entire list.
But I felt like this one was, like, on another level insulting to, like, the rock music genre. And, like, I know that they don't owe rock music anything. It's not like as if they need to put rock. But since the 2000s, you're telling me there's only been, like, you know, a dozen good rock records? Of the 250?
And they're called Rolling Stone!
Like, the foundation was built on rock music.
It's insane to me. Aww. You couldn't find more than just a dozen or so, maybe 20 tops, rock records that you put on a list of 250.
That's very,
and there's,
very
like,
sad.
Probably 20 Beyonce records on this thing.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
There's a handful.
Oh, boy. It was NFL Wild Card Weekend, and one player was so bored during the game that he pulled out a book and started reading it. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
In the Philadelphia Eagles' 22-10 playoff win over the Green Bay Packers, A.J. Brown, star receiver, had kind of a quiet game.
I think he had like one catch, 10 yards, nothing crazy at all.
Season lows in targets, catches, and yards, minimal action on the field. And then he was seen on the sidelines reading a book. This is the play-by-play when the announcers noticed it.
So A.J. Brown, he's a little frustrated. Obviously, he hasn't seen too many balls today. He's going to read a little passage here.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many people read books, but I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
Tom Brady, never change.
But I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
He sounded so excited to share that, too.
Seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
Well, it turns out A.J. Brown was actually reading a motivational book, and it's praised for its mental toughness technique. So he was, you know, kind of studying up a little bit. That this is the announcers telling us that part.
Meanwhile, A.J. Brown, we showed you the great block he had before, even though he's not involved in the pass game. Name of the book is Inner Excellence, if you want to purchase that at home. How about that little inspirational passage in the middle of the game?
Have you read Inner Excellence yet?
I mean, I feel like I'm going to on the plane.
Maybe you haven't read that book, but...
But I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
So then after the game, AJ was explaining why he was reading that book.
Excellence, the book right there. Why do you read it during the games, and what does it bring to you?
Man, it gives me a sense of peace. That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me a camera. But that's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it. And, you know, what's for me, you know, the game is mental.
So it's not that weird, actually, if you're just kind of reading it just like as a little bit of like a moment of motivation or just kind of like chill and kind of get yourself back in the zone.
Yeah, bring him right back to where he needs to be.
And that's definitely not as weird as...
But I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
We actually figured out who he's talking about. Tom Brady.
Who was it?
Know that life is good when you're the quarterback of the New York Jets and you can eat a hot dog on the sideline.
Mark Sanchez back in 2009 apparently was eating a hot dog on the sidelines.
During the last TV timeout, Mark Sanchez is trying his best to hide a hot dog and eat it. Oh, wow.
That's a fun game, hide the hot dog.
Well, many people had opinions about A.J. Brown and his book reading during the game, so let's go straight to the comments.
We sent these comments to our production director, Jason, said, hey, reenact them however you'd like, and he did just that. So the comments, of course, are always priceless. Sometimes people get worked up over the dumbest stuff. This might be one of those examples, especially when it seems like this is something that he does quite often. It's not because he didn't get targeted a lot, and you know, it's just something that he does. So here's the first comment.
I wish I could read a book while on the job. Oh, wait. I am watching this video and commenting on it while on the toilet at work. LOL.
I always wondered, like, if someone could do, like, the math and figure out exactly how long certain people are on in the bathroom at their job because it's just a way for them to be able to kill time and get away from everybody.
Just check the social media real quick. Send off some emails, whatever.
Get out of the bathroom. Can I see your phone? I want to see how many minutes you spent in there.
Is he reading the Kama Sutra?
Yes, I think that's exactly what he was reading. Was the Kama Sutra lady?
What a nerd!
Oh,
nerd!
Yes, star football player, total nerd.
I mean, he's obviously reading more than any of us do.
Oh yeah, and that little clip right there of him sitting there on the sidelines. That was more than I read all of 2024.
Was he reading Football for Dummies? Uh-huh.
Do they still make all those books?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them at bookstores.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My dad, oh, not me, rest in peace, of course. So maybe they stopped because I think my dad was the only person buying them. He had so many insert whatever for dummies.
Aww.
Like computers, iPhones, this, that, and the other thing, all for dummies.
Ready for anything.
I don't even know if you ever read them, though.
The book says that it will train your mind for an extraordinary performance. You know, like doing jack shit while sitting on the bench. Mm.
Just seemed to take a moment to regain some mental stability.
Do you think that we're going to see an uptick in sales of that book?
Absolutely.
Right? I'm kind of curious to see what it's all about.
I mean, he's an influencer, without question.
I could see the kicker or punter doing this because they are worthless wannabe athletes. But isn't he the team captain? What a example he's setting.
I mean, tell that to the Washington Commanders about their kicker being worthless, because I think he kind of came through big time for them yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening.
Yeah, that was a stressful one, though.
But I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
There is a reporter who used his time to chat with a celebrity about the wildfires to full-on fanboy over that celebrity. You're going to hear what he did during What's Trending after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you are just waking up and getting your day going and trying to keep up with what is going on in the world of pop culture can be tough. So we're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Dennis Quaid was interviewed by a reporter for NBC4 Los Angeles while evacuating from the LA wildfires. And many people are now criticizing that reporter on how he handled it. Listen for yourself.
What you are looking at is a resident and a familiar face who is like so many thousands of people right now trying to get everything out of their home and trying to clear everything out. This is Academy Award nominated actor and one of my favorites and just a terrific man all the way around.
They're starting off fine. Then you can tell you start hearing him. It's about to go fanboy city. Yeah.
This is Dennis Quaid.
Hey, how are you?
Dennis, say hi to NBC.
Hello, everybody. Los Angeles.
You got the Quaid smile still working on.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
The Quaid smile.
Dude, I was just fascinated. I was watching more than that. I was just like a little clip of it. And then there's a point where Dennis Quaid is trying to evacuate out of his house. I think that's why people are giving a hard time. Like, hey, reporter, like, he's trying to get out of his house. He's trying to leave. He's packing his daughter's, like, hampers, trying to shove them into his car. And the whole time, I mean, credit to Dennis Quaid. Like, I think if you walk away from this, you can give the reporter as much of a hard time as you want. But Dennis Quaid just seems like just a solid, decent dude because he's still willing to joke around and talk to this guy and kind of explain what's going on. But here's the moment where Dennis is just trying to fill the car up with his daughter's stuff, and the reporter is like talking about it while he's doing it.
All jokes aside, and it's nice to smile, and it's nice to be able to watch Dennis Quaid try to do something that he's not going to be able to do, which is try to fit two hampers of his 17-year-old daughter's clothes into a Mercedes. But Mandeville is, they've lost power here. Their power line's down. There was an active firefight here.
They turned it off on purpose.
He's correcting the reporter. Like, oh, yeah, give him bad information, buddy.
They turned off
the power. What did Dennis Quaid say?
Dennis Quaid says they turned the power off on purpose because, you know, they don't want the lines to cause another fire. Okay. They fall down.
Thanks for making me look
okay.
Okay.
I love Dennis Quaid. I just love, he's like listening to this guy do the report as he's trying to get the hell out of there. He's just like, no, hold on a second. You're giving bad information. They turned it off on purpose. Man, Dennis Quaid, good dude, though. No. I mean, putting up with that guy? I can't hit him with that. Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude. He's a good guy. Unlike that Deshaun Watson guy who... Did you hear the latest about what's going on with him, that he might have to pay back all that money that he's guaranteed, which is like $92 million because of a TikTok video that he posted?
What?
Apparently, he retore his Achilles tendon, so like 62 days after the initial injury. So what he has to do is wear this walking boot, and that's like a demand from the doctor. So you have to wear that. Well, I guess the day after Christmas, he posted a video on TikTok when he was supposed to be wearing that walking boot, and he's just dancing with somebody.
Oh, no.
And there's a good chance that they could say, oh, we need to void this contract because he's violated his recovery protocol.
That would be a real bummer.
Right? $92 million?
Oh, my God.
Because you didn't want to wear a walking boot. I'd wear a walking boot for the rest of my life for $92 million.
Absolutely. During a special Wheel of Fortune episode, there was a woman named Rhea who solved a puzzle that read, "Will you marry me?" And then moments later, her boyfriend, Robin, appeared on the stage and proposed. This is that moment.
And Rhea again.
Will you marry me?
Oh, nicely done.
Rhea, Susan Matthew.
Sarah and I are both loving it. You guys look like you're cringing.
No, because Dennis Quaid was there also just to help out with the wedding.
Also, was that Ryan Seacrest?
Didn't sound like him.
It did not sound like him at all.
I'm not sure who that was.
Maybe. I don't know who it was either, but it did not sound like Ryan.
Do you think they had that all set up, though? Like, I mean, that question, to make sure she answered that question, that way they could time it out so that the guy could come in and just swoop in with the proposal?
But that's what I was thinking, is like, how did they know to have her specifically solve it? Because if I was, like, going against her and they were like, hey, this is the thing, don't answer this, I'd be like, no, absolutely not. If I know it, I'm going to answer it. I don't care if she's about to get proposed to.
And then the irony was right after that, she spun the wheel and it was bankrupt. So.
Oh, no, brutal.
Sorry, no.
Another thing that's quite brutal, you're losing record, Steve.
I am one win away from being 500.
But it's still a losing record.
You're absolutely not wrong.
Steve has 7 wins, 8 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.